How's it feel to be a Heavenly Father?
Feels great, man. Feels great. Unbelievable feeling. Unbelievable experience. It was hard for me to leave him. Uh-huh. I had to get back to work, obviously, but I mean, it's amazing how your mind, everything in your mind, just going from one extreme to another. Just, you know, you go to sleep thinking about them, wake up thinking about them, think about them all day long, and it's like, you just become consumed with it. And I realized while I was there, I was just, I couldn't keep my eyes off of it. It was just unreal.
What's his name?
Jaden, J-A-Y-D-E-N.
Lamont, is that a family name?
It's my brother.
You want to wait a couple minutes?
Did he come out kind of tall?
He was 20 inches long, 7 pounds. Huge feet, big hands, long arms.
Sounds like a family.
Another long arm.
He picked his school, as you can see. He's going to Georgia.
Okay.
So he's got a Georgia beanie on.
Yeah.
Hey, what the last?
And I'm sorry, he was born on.
Born on Thursday morning.
Thursday morning.
What was that, second? He was born on second, so he was born Tuesday morning.
Wednesday morning.
Wednesday morning. Okay. Wednesday morning.
Were you there for the birth?
I was. I made it just in time, actually. She called me, I think it was Tuesday morning. When did we play? Wednesday?
Wednesday night. Clippers? You missed that game.
I left Tuesday morning.
Okay.
And she called me at 3:30 in the morning on Tuesday morning to say that, I need to get there.
Yeah.
So I was like, are you sure? And, got to the hospital and said, yeah, I'm sure. So I got on a 6 o'clock flight. I just drove to the airport and bought a ticket. I ain't even call or nothing. I just was like, I need a ticket to Atlanta, whatever's leaving it as soon as possible. So, I was excited. I was nervous. I got there in time. And she was in labor for 24 hours until she had it. It took about 30 minutes, the entire delivery process. There he was.
Did you think about having him here? Did you?
We thought about it, but it was best that she had him there because we wanted to be around family. We wanted her to be able to be around her family and my family to be able to be around the baby. Because I knew eventually, if she had done the middle of the season, I'd still have to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a good decision for us to have a baby in Atlanta. She was able to. My mom was there. Her mom was there. My dad obviously lives 2 blocks away from me in Atlanta, so it was perfect. It was a perfect situation. She has all the support she needs. But.
Change your perspective all in this short amount of time on.
Yeah.
As people.
It changed my perspective on a lot of things. Just I've always. For the past few weeks or month, I say, I've been trying to figure out, put things in perspective and see what things are more important as far as my career goes and how I approach the game. But after having my son, it was easy. It was easy to determine things that's more important in life. And, it makes basketball, although it's still important to me and I love it to death, it really just becomes a game that you just go out there and enjoy playing. No matter what, how you do out there on the floor, if you come home and I can look at my phone, and it takes all that stuff away. Like it takes all the worries, all that stuff, takes it away.
And then how do you get your mind focused back to basketball?
That's easy. Because oddly enough, it makes the game easy. And I don't know how, but I've been told by, Ray, AD, talking to Gary Fisher a couple of times, Rashad, those guys, when they were having their babies, how they said that it made the game seem so much easier because you didn't even really worry about it. Your mind was so consumed with the birth of your child that it's hard to really make basketball or worrying about basketball an issue. So, in essence, you go out there and you just play and, I guess that's the mindset that I have now. And I see where they're coming from because I can feel it. It feels a little different. I don't know. It's weird. It's a weird thing. It's a funny thing. But like I said, I'm enjoying every moment of being a father right now. And it's still hard to believe that someone's going to really be calling me dad soon. That's hard to believe. So we're changing your perspective on a lot of things. And I'm very fortunate.